95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. All next week, KLOS, I'll have your shot to experience Avengers Campus, an all-new land now open at Disney's California Adventure Park. Team up with Black Panther, rescue the Guardians, or embark on an all-new action-packed attraction. Listen to Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. and to somebody named Kevin Sluggo at 4 p.m., and you can win your tickets all next week.
Oh, nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You remember when I was in Miami helping my daughter move?
Yes. I was floored you went, but you had no choice.
And you and our boss, Keith, were trying to get me to make the local news.
Oh, that's right. We wanted you to dress up like a clown. In fact, you started going down that primrose lane.
I went to Amazon, and I looked at the clown outfits, which were relatively well-priced.
Really?
Yes, including a mask so that you don't have to put on the makeup.
Ah, that's the worst part. The grease paint takes forever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know that. Don't ask. Please.
So that was my plan, and then I didn't want to embarrass my daughter.
Right. Oh, see, that's nice.
So I called it off.
Ah, but, you know, I think we talked about this. You could have gone ahead and gotten on the plane that way coming back from Miami.
That's true.
Next time,
that's
buddy.
True.
Next time.
And I canceled my order, which I'm very disappointed by.
Oh.
Although this next story may have ruined it for me.
Okay.
Man wearing clown mask.
That just, right out the gate, you're like, no! No!
And women's underwear.
Hot.
Performed sex act.
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
At nursing home.
Oh. Each one another step.
The story has everything.
Yeah. It's just like another descent into hell with each pause and phrase.
What? I guess it has to be drugs, right?
I don't
think anyone's like...
I think once you throw on the clown outfit, and I suppose you'll find this out for sure, and you can...
I will when I...
Yeah, I think it just sort of pushes you into that next dimension of, who cares, we'll do whatever. So,
how do you get to the women's underwear part? Because the clown, that's not part of the outfit.
Or is it? Dun, dun, dun.
This guy only had a clown mask and women's underwear. He appeared outside the window of Willow Bank Nursing Home.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not positive how he picked a rest home.
Yeah, exactly.
Nursing home for old people.
Maybe he figured they wouldn't. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go down that way.
In the early hours of Tuesday morning, and despite a huge police response, he managed to escape.
Get out of here!
They went on a massive manhunt, and the dude was dressed in women's underwear and wore a clown mask and escaped. He got away, and they have no idea who it is.
Oh, no. So wait, bra and panties? I'm assuming.
It doesn't say bra. It just says women's underwear. Yeah, so does that include bra?
Panties.
That's what I would think.
But either way, so that and a mask.
So that's what you want to know about this story is, did he wear a bra?
Well, there's two things I want to know.
Okay.
Did he have a lovely brassiere?
That I don't know.
And secondly, it said something about a sex act. It wasn't with someone there.
Oh, no.
Just outside the window.
No, it was him.
I gotcha. We don't need to go any further with that.
Well, then don't ask.
I know. I just needed to know.
What's wrong with you?
Clown mask.
Women's underwear, nursing home.
And on the loose. Right. Still on the lam.
Right.
Oh, man.
Massive manhunt.
Clown hunt.
Redwood City man. By the way, this is going to be, do you buy his alibi? That's what this question is.
All right.
Redwood City man arrested for breaking into jail.
It's not a plot of a movie. Some dude breaking into. Yeah, anyway.
He allegedly broke into Maple Street Correction Center in Redwood City August 13th. He was arrested by a correctional officer, and he pled not guilty to two misdemeanors in court Wednesday. How do you break into jail and plead not guilty?
And why do you break into jail?
Well, here you go.
Okay.
Prosecutor said that the guy's name, Moises Dona Robles, 35, claimed that he was running away from a man with a gun.
Okay. Well, that is a good place to go then.
Okay, right?
Yeah, that's actually pretty smart.
But then he continued, but admitted that he didn't know that he entered a jail.
Oh, get out of here. Man, that's got to be hard to get in there, even just a correctional facility.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, it's not easy to waltz into one of those. One, two, three.
He also admitted being under the influence of meth and alcohol. What a surprise.
Well, there you go.
A correctional officer saw him sitting in the lobby as though he were an inmate. before recognizing him as a trespasser.
Like, hold on a second, dude. You ain't one of the folks we beat here on a regular basis. Who are you?
Video surveillance shows, and this is why I'm asking you if you believe his...
Okay.
And maybe not the part about not breaking into, but was he running from a guy with a gun?
Oh, okay. All right.
Video surveillance showed he climbed an exterior fence, then climbed an interior fence. And most of the time, those at jails, they have that.
Yeah, sure. A couple of them. Yeah. And the razor wire.
Yes, the razor wire. Very hard to get over. That's really hard to climb.
That's very true.
So he jumped over an exterior fence and an interior fence, climbed up a second floor patio.
Holy cow.
And then went in through the patio door to the jail.
So do I believe that he thought someone was chasing him that had a gun?
Yes.
I believe I do. I do too. If he's on meth, he's seeing all sorts of folk chasing
and
after
what,
him.
How hard must that have been to jump those fences?
Yeah. Was he bleeding when he was sitting in the lobby?
He must have. Yeah, there's somewhat. No word of that, but it must have been.
To some degree,
an exterior and an interior fence. Climbed up a second floor patio and went in the door.
And then why plead not guilty?
I don't know.
Like, what, do you just materialize there? I mean,
there's a lot to the story that I don't understand.
There. Right. You're not supposed to be there.
You were inside a jail. How do you?
And you're going back.
How can you plead not guilty?
Wow.
Because we caught you inside a jail.
No, I wasn't there, man. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Some guy was chasing me with a gun, though, man.
I would believe that.
He also forced meth into me.
And made me drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do any
of it. I hate that stuff, man. Sheesh, Kabibble.
In Las Vegas! KLOS, who's this?
Scotty.
Scotty! Scotty, you're caller 13.
All right!
Your thoughts about a trip to Vegas to see Kiss?
Oh, that'd be bitching.
You got it, my friend.
We're also going to throw some cash at you. We're going to put you up in a little hotel. And do you need a prostitute's phone number? Or
that's
you're
on your own for that one.
Maybe so.
That's great.
How long has it been since you've been to Vegas?
Well, I went and picked up a puppy in Iowa in December, and I went through there. But besides that, I hadn't been there in about 30 years.
Oh, my 30 God. Years!
It's changed a little.
Just a smidge.
Just a bit.
Yeah. I just drove through. I stopped at Whiskey Pete's on the way back.
Nice.
I want enough money to pay for the dog.
Nice.
I mean, perfect sound for Billy Idol. That is bitter taste.
Nice.
Yeah, so good. 95.5 KLOS. Do you know what Sleeve Face is?
Sleeve Face?
Yeah, it's where you hold up an album and it's got someone's face on it, basically, a record
vinyl.
So it
looks like your face?
Yeah, you're holding in front of your face. Mm-hmm. People have been doing it for years. There's some really funny ones, unbelievably clever ones. He just did it with his new album. He's holding himself up, in front of his face. And it's the most perfect sleeve face ever done.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You know how, I don't know what's wrong with us, you and me. We really take great joy in things going wrong.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know what it is about it, but it just makes us, it thrills us.
Yes, exactly.
Anytime anything goes wrong.
Yep.
So here's a story on ABC News, and it's a sad story about, I don't know, someone killed a police dog or something.
Damn.
And I'll explain it once you hear this story. Listen to the beginning of it.
This is Queensland Parliament. The state government announced the proposed legislation today. It's in part due to the stabbing of a police dog during an arrest in Brisbane last year.
All right, stop it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they show a bunch of people talking.
Okay.
That we're supposed to be able to hear.
All right.
And you hear is this noise.
That's a lot of noise.
Yes. And there's people going, we can't hear it. All right, now stop it there. Now, this is ABC News.
Right.
What they cut to.
Oh, no.
I don't know how this happened. There's a video of the Church of Satan. And there's a preacher up in front of the Church of Satan, and there's an upside down cross
on fire, sure, like you do.
And
does he have a goat head on, dude?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the guy says, "Hail Satan." Now, remember, this is in the middle of an ABC news piece.
Right.
I'm not sure how they pulled this off, but listen.
Hail Satan.
Wow. So somehow.
And then it cuts back to the host, and she goes into another story like, we didn't just see the Church of Satan.
You didn't see anything. I'm moving on. In other news.
I'm not quite sure how that happened.
Hail
Satan.
You know, I think, as according to, you know, like myth, once you actually put something like that on the air, now it's going to keep showing up here on KLOS, too.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, for the next 666 cycles. You
know. Hail Satan is now a thing.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm just saying, well done.
Well done, ABC.
Well done, ABC. Doing good work. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Apparently, it's something called National Radio Day.
Oh, that's right. It is, isn't it?
Which we don't really usually celebrate. Some people send us tweets and stuff, and that's very
nice.
Sweet.
Yes.
Very nice.
No, yeah. But it's National Dork Day. It's National Geek Day. Those of us in radio.
It sort of is.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know.
So they were asking me about my past, and they found great entertainment in the fact that I graduated from college with a degree in English.
Wow, that is amazing. Were you ever in class? Didn't you tell me that there was one of your professors told you could be there like 50%, 52%, 51% of the time and pass?
At the beginning of the semester
yeah.
he said you only need to attend 51%.
I love that, dude.
I made it 51%.
I'm sure. Was that for that, for English?
It was, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what it was? But I graduated with a degree in English. And then...
With honors.
Nope. But I had a solid B, though.
Hey, man.
Is that considered honors?
That would be in my book. I had gotten anywhere near that.
So then I went back home to Phoenix and couldn't get a radio job at first.
Yeah, because radio.
So because I had a degree in English, I was a substitute teacher.
Just, you were a teacher?
Just day by day.
Oh,
not a teacher,
right.
A substitute teacher.
Did you call yourself Mr. Hand?
No, I did not.
Where did you teach? Like in high school?
It was
or
high school,
high?
Yeah. It was like
really?
Junior, senior high schoolers.
So you weren't much older than
I was
them.
Like 5 years older.
And you were the sub.
Yes.
Did you give a rat's ass that they were partying when you were there?
No, here's what's fun. Here's what was fun is I would walk into every class and I would recognize the two or three people that are going to be trouble, and I'd kick them out immediately.
Really?
Send them to the principal.
Really?
And then the rest of us.
Narc!
And then the rest of us would all have a great time.
Right. Gotcha.
Because it scared everyone.
Sure.
That I meant business.
Right.
And then they didn't.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
And then we all had fun, and it was really a good time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I was writing parody songs.
Those two or three beat you up in the parking lot every day afterward that you sent to the principal's
office. I was writing. Do you remember the song? It's a Cool in the Gang. Misled. I was writing a parody song called Pinhead.
Wow.
That's what I was. I would make them do
Zippy.
Work, and then I would sit there and try.
Oh my God, that's awesome. All right, do work. I have important stuff to do up here as an English. Oh, so were you teaching English?
Not necessarily.
Just
I was
whatever.
Just a substitute teacher,
a substitute,
so they didn't
you have
care.
To plug in anywhere. Yeah.
Then I eventually started getting all the trouble students because I handled them well.
Oh, so backfires.
Like, that sucks.
Backfires.
But then I started driving a van for a radio station.
There
and blah,
you go.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, and then your life went straight to hell.
Yes. So what we thought we would do, because also I have problems with the English language. I'm not great at speaking, which makes this job a strange choice.
It's a weird. Yes, exactly. It's perfect. That's
so
awesome.
What we're going to do is we're going to test my English.
Okay.
We're going to do Kevin versus English.
I have the weird obsession with the English language. I don't know why. First of all, it bugs me.
And I forgot most of what I learned.
Because who cares?
Right.
But originally, you know, it was supposed to be a language that you could spell any word any way you wanted. Do you feel that it's spelled this way? Then spell it that way.
No, that's stupid.
And that is how it originally started, apparently. But as time went on, you know, we all
people
came down
realized
to,
it was stupid.
Exactly. And we have to memorize how we spell things. And there's so many rules. Let me ask you a question if you know this rule. It'd be interesting. As an English major. So when you have an ellipsis, when you're not going to finish a sentence, when you got a dangling thought, you know, the dots that come to insinuate. How many dots are you supposed to? Oh, very good.
Come
All
on
right,
now.
So you're doing okay.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
I knew one thing.
So if you have something in parentheses at the end of what you're saying, where does the period go? Like if the
inside the parentheses.
No.
Oh, really?
Incorrect.
Oh, hold on. I need to make a note, change my book.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's
where does
a rough
it go outside?
One. Yes.
Really?
Yes. It always goes outside the end of the parentheses.
All right, so period. You know more than I do. All right, so here's the thing.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's me versus English. Yeah. We're looking for calls, 818-955-KLOS. Spelling, punctuation.
Nice.
Maybe a definition or two.
Right.
You call, you test my ability to answer questions about English as I was an English major.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. We'll do that next. All right, we're all having a lot of fun laughing at me. Because I majored in English in college.
And was a teacher for
a
while.
Was a substitute teacher.
Teacher.
Just for...
Yeah, oh, Stu did not know. You didn't know this, did
just
you?
Just for...
Although I heard Keith...
Keith said
yeah,
something
that's why
like
he was
that
laughing at me.
And I said, he wasn't an English teacher.
I was a substitute teacher.
Only until my radio career got going.
Yeah.
But then I bailed on everything English.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to have problems. So this is Kevin versus English. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, can I speak to my in your mouth?
Well, this is off to a good start.
Well done. This calls make our day. I'm not quite sure why.
I love that.
KLOS, hello. It's Kevin versus English.
Can you think of two words where the Y is a vowel?
Mm, that's a good one. I like that. Besides two Leonard Skinner. Don't use
Y's
Leonard Skinner.
Are a vowel.
Yeah. A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y. Eben Ozen, great song.
Syracuse.
Link.
What?
And Sphinx.
Wait.
Link and Sphinx.
Links and Sphinx. Makes sense.
Links and Sphinx.
That's what I said.
L-Y-N-X.
I know. I'm giving myself a win on that one. Thank you.
Give him a little time to mess it up. That was a quick answer for you.
KLOS, hello. It's Kevin versus English.
Hi, Hayden. What are we doing?
Kevin versus English.
Were you not paying attention in class?
818-955-KLOS.
If, in fact, you've been paying attention in class, give us a Friday, baby.
Right?
Hell yeah. Friday, man. It's the weekend.
Friday's from 5 to 7. We do our old request fest, so get ready to make your requests.
Minutes from now, no matter what it is, we can find it. It's loud.
Correct.
We'll do it. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. First, we're having a great time talking about me being a major in English and not being able to use the English language.
Isn't it a great time?
So
I hope so.
This is Kevin versus English. KLOS, hello.
All right, I got something for you, kind of interesting.
Okay.
I got in trouble in English school for it.
Excellent.
It's a sentence that can be said but cannot be written.
It's a what?
A sentence that can be said but not written. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
There are three twos in the American language.
Three twos in the American language?
What does that mean, three twos?
And I assume you mean English language.
There's two, the number two.
Oh, right.
T-U-O.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a really good question. Yeah. So, yeah, put together a sentence where you. So, all right. We two went to, as in as well.
Two games.
So spell all of those.
What do you mean spell them all?
Spell those three twos.
You can spell the three different twos, which is fine, but can you write the actual sentence? There are three twos in the English language.
Oh, you would. I guess that would be T.
No matter which two you write, would be incorrect.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea.
That's interesting. That's cool. That's weird.
You win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well done. That's awesome. Yeah, there's no way to spell that. That's interesting.
Why is there no way to spell that?
Because.
Why can't you just spell it T H R E E T W O S?
Because you're saying there's three twos.
Right.
So there's three words two spelled three different ways. So if you write the twos, it's going to be wrong no matter what. Because you're not hitting them all, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. Who are
all
you?
Right.
What's your name?
My name is Genome.
Genome, thanks for calling, man. Can't wait to get home and create a lot of haze in the air at my place tonight, man.
That'll be so different. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's Kevin versus the English language.
This is a lot of work on a Friday afternoon,
it
man.
It really is.
It's very heady.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this the Kevo and Sluggo show?
It is, yes. Kevin versus English. Do you have
Kevin versus English.
Do you have a question?
I have a question, yes.
Okay.
What in the English language, which word has the most letters?
Oh, that's a good one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, there's another one. There's two or three more.
No, they used to think that, but that's not the one.
That's not it.
What is it?
Inter-disestablishmentarianism.
Sure.
That's
exactly how I would have said it, too.
What does it mean? Can you use it in a sentence?
I can't.
Me either.
I'm giving myself that point, then.
Oh, nice. Well done. Yeah, look at that. Kevin got it right. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Kevin versus English. What do you got?
What is a dangling participle?
What is a dangling participle is a great question.
I think I know this, but yeah.
Shut up. Okay. It's not about you. It's about me not knowing.
As an English major.
A dangling
and a former
participle.
Teacher. See, this is why you'd always be like,
honestly,
these
I don't
teachers
know.
Are like, what the hell? They don't know anything.
Honestly, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't remember.
But I'm not even going to. I'm going to give myself a
I'm
win on that.
I'm giving myself a win on
Me
that.
Me too.
Then.
I'm positive I had it right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. We're doing Kevin versus English.
Oh, I know. I've been listening. I listen to you guys every day. Just
thank you.
Saying, just, yeah, of course.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Kevin, I have maybe two questions, but there's a lot of misspelled words out there.
Right.
That drives me nuts is convenient. So I'm going to challenge you to spell that right now.
Convenient.
Convenient.
Convenience, convenient, whichever.
Well, I mean, it matters.
Yeah, well.
C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-C-E.
I am so proud of you.
Yeah! Okay. Woo, an actual win!
I got one!
An actual win!
Woo! You have another one?
Yeah, I do. There's another one that's always, always, always misspelled, and it's the word misspelled.
Wow, two S's or one? Two P's or one?
I don't know.
M-I-S-S-P-E-L-L-E-D.
All right, I can't believe we're getting two in a row.
What?
Just funny story, you know, I correct my daughter on a daily. I'm a freak about the English language, okay? She's like, Mom, you should have been an English teacher. Yeah, I know. I missed my calling.
You and I are the same.
When I heard you talk about that, I was like, oh, my God, I have to get through. And I call you guys, like, every day to get on the air, you know, and to talk to you. And I'm like, never happens until today.
Well, wow. I'm glad we got to
talk
to you.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thank you for giving Kevin a couple wins. He needs it in his life.
Exactly.
That's one for Aisa in the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
And this is our All Request Fest.
Because it's Friday, baby!
We always kick off the weekend this way at 5 o'clock on Friday. All requests, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah!
955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
I wanted to request Party Train by the Gap Band.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's
you mean business.
Oldie but goodie.
All right, who are you?
Cindy from Redondo Beach.
Look, we say that we'll play whatever you request. So let's play whatever you request. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
For God's sakes, is this Kevin and Sluggo?
It is, for God's sakes. What can we do for you?
I swear to God, Kevin. Kevin, I don't even know why they hired your ass over there. You're all that alternative foo-foo crap. Well, you're on the rock and roll station now, for God's sake.
And I'm happy to be here. And I'm really happy that you're happy, too.
I'm happier than a turd in a pile of dung, but I'm telling you.
So what song would be his perfect indoctrination?
What song will help my training?
Oh, for goodness sake, he's got to go for some AC/DC, and maybe that Led Zeppelin's a little off for me, but in Motley Crue and stuff, but he's used to all that Killers and that kind of stuff, you know, but it's all right. He's an okay guy.
Yeah, he smells a little funny, but he's got a heart of gold.
My goodness, he smells worse than anything. I went by him one day, almost passed out, for God's sake.
I can't tell
if he's a power bump.
You're welcome.
But I love you guys. You're doing the Lord's work.
All right, thank you. Let's
thanks,
end
dude.
On that.
Love thank you. Thanks for calling.
Amen.
But wait, there's more. Ninety-five-five KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Is tomorrow the blood drive already?
Yeah. So, you know, you can still go to redcross.org and sign yourself up. There's plenty of locations. I think like 14 of them across the Los Angeles area.
I think
area.
If you go to redcross.org and search for KLOS,
yeah.
Then you'll see the places that you can get blood.
Right. And you still get that T-shirt. You know, those are limited edition. Very, very cool. So we'll see you hooked up and sucking blood out of you tomorrow for sure. Hey, who is that song for? Animal.
Scott in Burbank.
Oh, Scott in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, congratulate all the people that won KISS tickets from KLOS this week. A hell of a lot of people going up to Vegas to see them. You know what was awesome about it to me?
What?
They were so seriously excited. They were just, like, so
it
happy.
It really is a matter of being completely cooped up.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
For a year and a half.
And to go see a band that you love so much because the KISS Army out in force, man.
In Las Vegas.
It's nice to see.
All good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We're doing our all request fest. You got something for us?
You know what? I was going to try and make it fun and interesting and give you two choices. Would you like that or no?
Sure. Sure. Give us some choices.
Okay. Missing persons, destination unknown.
Nice one.
Or Rush. I think I'm going bald. How about that?
Wow.
I kind of like that Rush one.
Yeah. Who are you?
This is Brian from the High Desert.
All right, man. Which one do you feel like? I mean, I've played Missing Persons many times in my life, so I'm leaning Rush.
All right, let's do Rush.
We're leaning Rush. Thank you, sir.
Okay, man. Do it. I'm listening, okay?
Thank you, man.
Done deal. Bye. You got it. Thanks, man. I might want to go out on a limb and say that's one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs ever.
Agreed. And I mean, it's off their new album.
Just so different.
So
just
good.
So infectious.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, how you doing, my fellow aliens?
We are doing well. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
I want to hear some Mariah Heap, Stealing.
Nice. All right. Who are you?
My name is Rick.
What are your weekend plans?
Work.
Boom!
Party. Song was requested by me.
We get one per show, right?
One per show. We're making up the rules now.
Doing the All Request Fest. All right, I got something sometime this hour for myself.
All right.
That'll be nice.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're doing our All Request Fest. What could we do for you?
Check it out. Aerosmith, Train Kept a Rolling.
Oh, good one.
There you go.
That's
all right.
A damn good song.
We can make that happen. Thank you.
Out.
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 Out. The live version there. Out.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is our All Request Fest. We always take requests, and it doesn't have to be something that we always play.
Yeah. If it's going to do your Friday or weekend right, then we'll dig it out if we can.
So whatever the next request is, we will play it. No matter what it is.
That's pretty daring. That's pretty crazy.
Let's give it a try. KLOS, hello.
I'd love to hear Boogie in the Butt by Eddie Murphy.
Me too.
That's for Sluggo and Burbank. That's my request. You said we get one request per show?
I mean, we're bending the rules, but there are rules, so we can do that.
Yeah, let's break them.
It's our All Request Fest. Do you have something you want to hear?
I sure do. I would like to hear Seven Nation Army by White Stripes as I endure this hellish commute to the high desert.
I do love that song.
What are you going out there to the desert for?
Driving home from work from Riverside to Phelan, California.
Dang.
Wow.
So, hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Today.
Wow. What's your name?
Lori.
Lori, drive safely. And here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Something about all that is pretty familiar. I don't know why.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hey.
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 Is this KLOS?
Yes, it's KLOS.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, can I make a song request?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
The Wizard by Black Sabbath.
That is a damn fine way to wrap up an entire week.
Yes, it is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's it for us. What did we learn today?
Yeah, what did we learn today?
Watch out for a guy in a clown mask and panties. especially if you're in a nursing home.
Which you probably are if you're listening to KLOS. They didn't catch him. He ran away. That's amazing.
If you break into jail by jumping two fences with razor wire, you can't really plead not guilty. The Church of Satan apparently is able to break into ABC News.
That's good to know. You know, keep that in mind.
And I can spell the word misspelled.
I know. Yeah. Well done.
How about that?
Woo! Well, the best thing I play all week is this, and I'm terribly excited to hit it as I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty. I'll see you on Monday, Kevin.
Peace out.
And here is your last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
You jump on bitter. You jump, I'm lazy. I'm jump.
I said bitter.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Bitter.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have your tickets to see Kiss in Las Vegas.
Kiss.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So sad.
How is it?
Las Vegas. Vegas.
There you go. Kiss in Las Vegas. What you're listening for between now and 4 o'clock is the voice of Weird Al.
What'd you just say?
What you're listening for between now and 4.
To win tickets to go see Kiss,
is the voice of Weird Al.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yes.
To win Kiss tickets.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
As soon as you hear his voice, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Are we going to talk to Weird Al today? I love that.
I can't. Why do you keep asking me secrets? I can't put everything out there.
All right. Sometime between now and 4, Weird Al. All right. For Kiss tickets. Awesome. Happy birthday to Robert Plant. Happy birthday to Robert Plant. Born on this day in rock in 1948. Bob! What about Bob? Happy birthday to Bob. Robert Plant was born on this day in rock in 1948 in West Midlands, England. It was on this day in rock in 2018 when the RIAA certified the Eagles' greatest hits from 71 to 75, having sold 38 million units and making it the best-selling album of all time in America.